here's a story from The World.
There is shocking news today out of the African nation of Chad.
C'est avec une profonde amertume que nous annonçons au peuple tchadien le décès ce mardi 20 avril 2021.
President Idriss Déby has died, according to that announcement from the Chadian army. He was in power for more than 30 years. Just this week, President Déby was the projected winner in the country's recent election. It's also worth noting that his death comes after days of fighting between Chad's army and a rebel group. The World's Africa correspondent Halima Gikandi is following the story. Halima, what do we know so far about what happened?
Sure. Well, we're still waiting for some details, and what we know right now comes from the army, so a lot of it hasn't been independently confirmed. But earlier today, the army spokesperson came on state television surrounded by other members of the military and announced that President Debe had died from injuries at the battlefront, which was a big surprise.
So injuries on the battlefront, what led up to this?
Well, there had been fighting for about a week in the northern part of the country. And according to the army, they said that rebels who they referred to as mercenaries or terrorists had entered the country from neighboring Libya, which is to the north of Chad. And they said they entered on April 11th, which was election day. And we understand that those rebels are members of the Front for Change in Concord in Chad, which goes as FACT for short. And they're a rebel group that is based in southern Libya. And things really heated up over the weekend, when FACT, the rebel group, said that they had secured a province in the north and then foreign embassies, including the U.S. and the U.K. said that they were making their way towards the capital. And the U.K. actually advised its citizens to leave the country, and the U.S. told its embassy staff or primary embassy staff to leave. So they were making a big deal about it. But on the other hand, the government, including the Ministry of Communications, the military, the foreign affairs minister, kept saying that everything was under control. They called for calm. They said they had killed hundreds of rebels. And I also spoke with a Chadian researcher who's in the capital of N'Djamena yesterday. He was willing to speak with me on tape, but he didn't want to give his name because of security concerns. But this is how he described yesterday.
There was some moment of panic, you know, earlier today. But actually, the situation is calm.
So calm in the capital, N'Djamena. So one thing I'm still trying to figure out, and many of us are, is how things went from being calm to, within less than 24 hours, the president being announced dead.
So what do we know about this rebel group that the Chadian army says is responsible for the death of the president?
So the government refers to them, again, as terrorists or mercenaries from Libya, and we understand that to mean that it's FACT, or the Front for Change in Concord in Chad, which is a rebel group that is, as I mentioned before, based in the south of Libya, in the Fezzan region. And I recently spoke with Anas Al-Ghamati. He's a Libyan analyst who heads the Sadak Institute, which is a think tank based in Tripoli.
FACT rebels have been there for several years. I mean, the estimates go from 700, according to the group itself, to 1,500 to 2,000, according to the UN. But those groups have been able to move around in southern Libya.
So a president who'd been in power in Chad for 30 years now leaves this void. I've seen reports, Halima, that President Deby's son is now in line to take over for an interim period before a new election. What's next for Chad in this uncertain phase?
Yes, the army announced it will be creating a military transition council, and that will be headed by Mohamed Idriss Déby, who's the son of the now deceased president. But it seems like there could be tough times ahead. There's a big concern about what Déby's death will mean for security in the country and in the region.
The World's Africa correspondent Halima Gikandi with the latest on the death of Chad's president Idriss Déby. Thank you very much, Halima.
Thank you, Marco.
From PRX.